Looks like there might be something going on in Springfield, but if you're a Chicagoan, it might not be a good thing that's going on in Springfield. We will explain that with our own friend, Mike Flannery, from Fox 32.
In Springfield, with everything going on. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. He's speaking quietly because there's a legislation going on in the background.
There's actual legislation going on. Imagine that.
Well, there's actual legislative drafting going on. I was actually walking away from the big stakeout in front of the governor's office here so that with my bombastic news reporter voice, I wouldn't be disturbing my colleagues here. But, there does seem to be the glimmering of a deal, which is more than we've had for the last 13 months, as you guys so well know.
Now, what does that mean, though? What kind of a deal?
Okay. There are a lot of moving pieces, and, the devil is always in the details, and sometimes these things fall apart when they get down to writing it up because they realize that they still have a disagreement. They thought they had an agreement, but they don't. Okay, so there's the school piece, the pre-K through 12 elementary and high school money. It looks like we're going to get a full year of funding for that. Now, that's, Ro, where some of the bad news for Chicago taxpayers is in the details here, because one piece of this calls for a property tax increase in Chicago. It allows, it depends on who you talk to. It either mandates a property tax increase or it allows the Board of Ed and the City Council to approve one. It removes the tax cap on property taxes. The Board of Ed is facing a $1 billion budget shortfall, and it looks like there may be a couple hundred million dollars more that the state's going to give than it had given in the previous fiscal year. And you remember that was the only part of the budget that got signed by Governor Rauner last year. He vetoed the rest of the budget, but he did sign the schools. But the good news for everybody across the state is if this does get approved, school will open on time this fall.
That is great news. There was also that issue of the pension costs that Governor Rauner and some of the downstate people did not want to be picking up CPS pension costs. Is there any? And that was one of the sticking points with funding education. What's happening with that, Mike?
Well, what I'm hearing is that some of those costs are going to be picked up. And it's worth, some facts are in order. Let's look at some facts about pensions. Chicagoans are the only people who pay twice for teacher pensions. Tomorrow, the Board of Ed is going to make a $676 million payment to the Chicago Teachers Pension Fund. Nobody else around the state the rest of the state chips in only a small amount for Chicago teachers. That money comes from Chicago taxpayers, $676 million. But in addition, Chicago taxpayers pay $750 million a year for suburban and downstate teachers.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So you wonder, when they say there's an inequity, it seems that it goes both ways.
Right. And the downstate people are always telling us, and the non-Chicago people are always telling we Chicagoans, we pay so much of our taxes for you people. And really, if you think about it, it goes the exact other way. And we're the economic driver for this state that, were it not for the city of Chicago, would be Mississippi.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, out there in Radio Land, that was Mr. Ro Khan channeling Mayor Rahm Emanuel, because Rahm says that stuff about five times a day, Ro.
Yeah, he's right.
And he's he's right to a degree. Now it's partially offset, but only partially, by the fact that the governor and Republicans and downstaters are correct that Chicago does get some special treatment in school funding. But it's much less, far less than the double taxation that that Chicagoans are having to pony up for suburban and downstate teachers, not even for their own teachers. So there is going to be some additional pension money. There's going to be some additional. They're going to throw some more poverty money in. Now that's something that's been sought by urban school districts with with a lot of poor families and poor kids across the state. In Peoria, a few weeks ago, I went down to Peoria and talked to the school superintendent there. It's about a 60 or 70% poverty school district, and she's desperate for more money for the poor kids they have there in the Quad Cities, in the South Suburbs, up in the Chicago area. Those districts will benefit from that money. Chicago will get a big chunk of it because it has such a big share of the state's poverty population.
So, what aside from the education piece, then, Mike? What's the budget piece of this? Is this? I see it being called a stopgap measure, meaning it's not a real budget. It's just to get us through a period of time. Or how would you describe it?
So the school budget is going to be for a full year, but the rest of the budget that's likely that's being drafted right now, and there's lots of slips twixt cup and lip. It doesn't mean the doggone thing's going to pass. But it's being drafted right now, and it would go through. It would take the state through January, into January, at which point, presumably, these ugly decisions about statewide tax increases are going to have to be made. You know, we're spending, the governor, Leslie Munger, the state controller, says we're spending about $7 billion a year right now, more than we're taking in. So there are going to be big cuts. All those tough decisions are going to be some revenue increases, tax increases of some kind, presumably in January. But the operations budget, the stopgap budget, will allow the prisons, the state prisons, to keep operating. Vendors, suppliers to the prisons haven't been paid, some of them for the better part of a year.
Wow.
And, some of the food suppliers have stopped supplying. Some of the towns like Mount Vernon that supply water to the state prison, they're owed hundreds of thousands, or if not millions of dollars. Electrical utilities haven't been paid. So all that's going to be a lot of pay. And then there's a separate bill. Here's the good news and the bad news for drivers. It looks like there will be a full construction season. Now, that'll employ.
Oh, God. Yeah. What goes on with that?
Yeah, so 25,000 workers on those projects will continue working. But Ro, I know how thrilled you are when you have to go down to one lane, and that's going to happen all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that.
He's got a big car too, Mike. It barely fits in one lane. I love the Taro.
That is true. That is true. The fine folks at Apple Chevrolet were really happy to hear me talking about the Taro. Emailing me. My car emailed me, Mike.
Isn't that great?
It emailed me to tell me I was not treating it right.
It's like, what are you doing? What's going on with the oil here? Why the brake pads are... You've only had this car for a couple months.
You drive like a whoop whoop is basically what my car emailed me to say.
I've heard about some of these services that offer the fake girlfriend who will send you emails and text messages. Heck, all
he doesn't
you
need that.
To get mm-hmm. Rose's car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has a very much relationship with his car.
Yeah. Oh, I love my car. I love my car right now is sitting at Apple Chevrolet being worked on because I didn't treat it right.
And he doesn't feel like you walked in. You didn't feel right because you have a loner car.
Right.
A vehicle. And
I don't
like
it.
I just you don't feel right.
I don't. It's not my girl. It's not
right.
My Taro.
Do you have to email it back? Do you?
I know.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
trust me. My car actually says, I will not be ignored. All right. Who's the big winner and who's the big loser in this new budget situation?
Let's see how the details play out. The Chicago public schools still face a $1 billion shortfall, and so I can tell you one of the losers eventually, by the time all this shakes out, taxpayers in Chicago and across Illinois are going to have to pay more. There are also going to be program cuts, and there aren't going to be many winners here. Governor Rauner, says he's going to run for re-election.
I don't think so.
But at some point before, 2018, he's likely to have to sign a series of big tax increases. Now he's insisting that he wants reforms. He's going to get something tonight. Apparently, John Cullerton, the Senate, the Chicago Democrat, is the president of the state Senate, has had a proposal that probably is constitutional. The state Supreme Court would probably go along with this. It's a pension. It's a modest pension reform bill, but it would save $1 billion. I think the governor's going to say, "Hey, I'm a winner because I've wanted to get this through. I've wanted pension reform, and we're going to push this through. Cullerton can claim parentage for it. He can say, "Hey, I'm the paternity on that's originally mine." But Roe, this whole thing is so ugly. I'm not sure
there can be a winner or a loser. Yes, I understand.
Right.
All right, Mike, can I have you hold on for a second? Can we come back to you after this? Because there may be a new hat in the ring for mayor of Chicago. And this new hat in the ring is a real player.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a guy. This is not no one sent. He's a current, very popular politician in Illinois. And we will talk about
that. Happy to stick around.
Yeah, stick around. Hold on one second, Mike.
Thanks,
I'm going to have you do that. Right now, Violetta Powder-Matic, who's a very popular traffic reporter in Illinois, has the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Mike Flannery is with us. You know him from Fox 32. He's the political editor. That's his Twitter handle, as a matter of fact, political editor. You don't screw around with a guy who's got that as a twiddle handler.
No, handler.
Twiddle hander. All right, now.
Nothing gets by Mike in the political world.
Mike, a new hat may have just been thrown into the ring for mayor of Chicago, a guy who would take on Rahm Emanuel should he choose to run for a third term. This is what Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart told the Chicago Way podcast, starring John Cass and our own Jeff Carlin on WGN+.
I'm open more than I would have been 2 years ago, for sure. But if I completely said, "Listen, this is right for me and my family," I haven't. But I also think that a year from now, I will have a better handle on where my kids are at.
But you're open to the idea of at least considering it now.
This time I am. Before, I would have told you categorically, my kids are still way too young. They're young, but, there's sacrifices that we all make in life. And so I'm willing to look at some of those.
Wow. How about that?
Right. And, John Cass's take after talking with him is that he didn't think he's playing games, that he really is thinking this one through, and that if it makes sense for his family, he might just be in the race.
Mike Flannery,
yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. No, he's not playing games. He's not a guy who tends to play games anyway.
He's
but there is a the political situation. This is an election that's 3 years away. We have one this November for president and for the whole House, U.S. House, Illinois House, a lot of the state Senate. Then there's going to be a primary and a general election in 2018, and this is in 2019, so it's still far away. But I think Dart and all the others who are contemplating it have to start putting the ducks in a row. It's going to have to raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a guy who has, he wasn't born, didn't inherit the much money. And
He's not a millionaire. He lives on his salary, which is another point.
Lives on his salary, yeah.
That is mentioned.
And so So, it's not, he's not going to be able to self-finance. It's not going to be not going to be a Bruce Rauner style campaign.
He ain't Trump, I can tell you that, right? I've been to his house. He ain't Trump. but he does have, he has 1,400 children. I mean, that's part of the problem.
Five children between the ages of 6 and 14. So that's, it's amazing to see someone say, "Hey, this is important to me, and that's why I haven't thrown my hat in the ring already."
Right. His beautiful and lovely and very long-suffering wife, Patricia, can attest to all of that. And really, really, I mean, I hope he does run, and I don't know what will happen.
And these days, unlike 50 years ago, you don't have five children by accident. I mean, they wanted to have five children, and they're...
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know what goes on. All right, Mike, we'll see you later tonight, 9 o'clock news on Fox 32.
Thank you, Mike. Take care, guys.
Yeah, I don't...
it works out a lot of different ways sometimes.
Yeah,
children are blessings.
Exactly.
Just...